Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a jungle and old-school D&B atmosphere from scratch in Ableton Live 12, using only stock devices. And I want you to think of atmosphere not as background filler, but as part of the groove. In this style, the atmosphere is doing real work. It creates space between the break hits, adds tension before drops, and gives the whole track that dusty, haunted, warehouse kind of energy. By the end, you'll have a layered texture that feels dark, wide, gritty, and alive, but still leaves room for your drums and bass to hit properly. We're aiming for something that feels like misty air, broken radio hiss, distant harmonic wash, maybe a little vinyl smoke in the background. Not a huge glossy trance pad, more like a living texture that sits behind the amen, the reese, and the sampled drums without stepping on them. Let's set the scene first. I'd recommend working around 165 to 170 BPM if you want that old-school jungle feel, though anything in the 160 to 174 range will work. Keep it in 4/4, and if you already know the key of your track, great. If not, dark minor keys like D minor, F minor, or G minor are usually a safe starting point. Create a new MIDI track and name it something obvious, like Atmos Pad or Texture Layer. Color it differently from your drums and bass so you can move fast while mixing. Now we'll build the harmonic core first, because atmosphere in jungle often feels more like a memory of harmony than a bright, obvious chord progression. Drop Waveatable onto the track if you want a cleaner, more controllable pad. Use a sine, triangle, or saw-based Waveatable on oscillator 1, then add a second oscillator with a slightly different Waveatable or a detuned saw. Keep the unison light, maybe 2 to 4 voices, with only a small amount of detune. We want width and softness, not a giant supersaw cloud. Put the filter on low pass or band pass. Start somewhere around 300 to 1200 Hz and shape from there. If you want the notes to smear into each other a little, add some glide or portamento. That little bit of blur can make the atmosphere feel way more organic. Now write a simple chord loop. Keep it long and sustained. You do not need a busy progression here. In fact, less note data usually works better. Try 2-bar or 4-bar chords using minor sevenths, sus2 shapes, or add 9 voicings. In D minor, for example, you might move between DM9, BBmaj7, Csus2, and DM7. The main goal is to give the atmosphere a harmonic center without making it sound too polished or too busy. If you want a rawer old-school tone, analog is a great choice instead of Waveatable. Use 2 saw oscillators, maybe saw plus triangle, detune them slightly, and put the filter at a 24 dB low pass. A little filter envelope movement can help it breathe. Analog often feels a bit more warehousey and less digitally clean. Once that harmonic layer is playing, we need some dust in the air. This is where the noise and texture layer comes in. Add operator on another track, or add it into the same rack if you're building a layered instrument. You're looking for something noise-like, or at least something with very little pitch focus. If you can use actual noise mode, great. If not, use a very short or heavily filtered oscillator and keep it subtle. Then shape it with auto filter. Band pass or high pass usually works best here. Try keying somewhere around 1.5 kHz to 6 kHz, depending on how bright you want it. After that, add saturator with just a little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and turn soft clip on if needed. This gives the texture some dusty character without making it sharp or harsh. A good trick here is to keep the noise layer just on the edge of perception. If you mute it and the whole atmosphere suddenly feels dead, you've got the level about right. If you can clearly hear noise all the time, it's probably too much. Now let's give the whole thing movement. A static pad is fine for 10 seconds, but jungle atmospheres usually feel like they're drifting, wobbling, or breathing. That's what gives them life. One easy way is to automate auto-filter cutoff over 8 or 16 bars. Keep the movement subtle. Maybe start lower, open it gradually, and then pull it back before the drop or when the drums get busy. This creates a tension and release arc without needing a giant riser. If you're using Max for live LFO, you can map it to cutoff, Waveatable position, detune, or pan and run it very slowly. Think 1 bar, 2 bars, even 4 bars per cycle, with gentle depth. But if you want to stay fully stock, you can still get great movement from automation lanes, clip envelopes, and shaper-style rhythmic motion. Another important trick is slight pitch drift. Old-school atmosphere often feels a little unstable in a good way. Tiny oscillator drift, subtle detune changes, or slow random movement can make the sound feel older and more believable. Just remember, tiny, we want character, not seasickness. Now we'll rough up the clean synth a little, and make it feel like it belongs in a jungle tune instead of a polished ambient track. A solid starting chain is wave-eatable or analog into auto filter, then saturator, then chorus ensemble, then echo, then reverb or hybrid reverb, and finally utility at the end. Auto filter goes early so you can sculpt the tone right away. A low pass 12 dB or band pass setting is often enough. Keep resonance moderate or low, and use any drive only if you need a little extra edge. The goal is to remove anything that feels too bright or intrusive. Saturator is next for warmth and harmonics. Keep it modest. A little drive goes a long way, and soft clip can help glue the texture together. If the atmosphere starts sounding too clean, this is one of the easiest ways to give it some grime. Chorus ensemble can be really effective on atmospheric layers, but use it lightly. You want width and movement, not a cheesy wide pad effect. Slow rate, moderate width, subtle amount. This is more about softening the edges than making the sound huge. Echo is especially useful in DNB atmospheres because it can create rhythmic space between the drums. Try sync times like 1/8, 1/8 dotted, or 1/4. Keep feedback low to moderate, maybe around 10 to 25%. Roll off the lows and highs so the delays stay tucked in. If the repeats land between the break hits, that's where the magic happens. Then comes reverb or hybrid reverb. This is the air stage. Use a smaller or medium room if you want it to feel more like texture than a big wash. Keep the low end cut aggressively, usually somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz, and don't let the highs get too shiny. For hybrid reverb, a combination of algorithmic and convolution can give you a darker, more cinematic space. Just be careful not to cloud the low mids. Jungle already has a lot going on in the drum and bass area, so you need the atmosphere to support, not smother. At the end of the chain, utility is your friend. Use it to check mono compatibility, control gain, and manage stereo width. A good rule is to keep the low mids more centered and widen only the upper ambience if you can. Big wide low end on an atmosphere layer is one of the fastest ways to weaken your drop. Now, to make this feel finished, we should build it as a real layer texture instead of one single patch. Layer 1 is your harmonic bed. That's the wave-eatable or analog layer, holding the chord and doing the main emotional work. Layer 2 is your noise or air layer. That's the operator or filtered noise layer, adding dust, hiss, and grain. Layer 3 is the ghost detail. This could be a chopped sample, a vinyl hiss recording, a reversed cymbal swell, a bit of radio static, or even a tiny piece of a break tail. Load that into simpler or sampler, filter it heavily, and process it with reverb or echo so it sits way back in the mix. This third layer is important because it gives the atmosphere more personality. A lot of jungle texture comes from the feeling of sampled reality, not just synthesizer motion. If you want to make this more playable and flexible, group everything into an instrument rack and map a few macros. Filter cutoff, reverb amount, echo feedback, width, and noise level are all great choices. That makes it easy to perform transitions or automate changes across an arrangement. Now for one of the best old-school tricks, resample the atmosphere. Once the movement feels good, print it to audio. Solo the atmosphere chain, record 8 to 16 bars, and capture the performance onto a new audio track. This gives you something you can chop, reverse, warp, and edit more easily than an endlessly tweaked synth patch. And honestly, once a texture feels right, commit early. Audio editing often gives you more character than keeping everything live. That's a big teacher tip here. Don't get trapped endlessly adjusting oscillators when the sound already works. Print it, then abuse it in audio. Once it's rendered, try reversing sections for transition moments, snare fills, or intro suspense. You can slice it into phrases, pitch a bit of it down a few semitones, and add a filtered delay tail. That kind of found sound treatment is very jungle-friendly and often sounds more authentic than a pristine plug-in pad. Now let's place the atmosphere correctly in the arrangement, because that matters just as much as the sound design. In the intro, keep it filtered and roomy. Let it open gradually over 8 or 16 bars. During the first main section, bring in the noise layer and maybe a little more echo. In the breakdown, let it bloom a bit more. Before the drop, sweep the filter or narrow the stereo image slightly and then let the drop hit cleaner. After the drop, thin it out again so the drums and bass can take focus. A good arrangement strategy is to change just one thing every 8 or 16 bars. Maybe the filter opens, maybe the width changes, maybe the delay feedback arises, maybe the high texture comes in, maybe the reverse swell appears before the bar turn. Tiny changes keep the background alive without making the whole track feel constantly rewritten. Mixing is where atmosphere either becomes a weapon or a problem. The main mistakes are always the same: too bright, too wide, too loud, or too much reverb. If needed, high pass the atmosphere somewhere between 120 and 250 Hz. Cut some mud around 250 to 500 Hz if it's clogging the groove. Tame harsh highs if the noise starts hissing too much, and keep mono compatibility in check. The atmosphere should help the drums breathe, not blur their transients. If the atmosphere is fighting the kick or snare, try sidechain compression from the drum bus. Keep it subtle. You do not need pumping EDM motion here. Just a few dB of gain reduction can make the atmosphere duck out of the way and breathe with the break. Here's another important mindset shift: think in layers of priority. Decide what the listener should hear first. Is it the harmonic haze, the grain, or the motion? If everything is equally loud, nothing feels special. Give each layer a job. One layer for body, one for air, one for motion.